guys, what's up and welcome back to another episode of A Conversation with Jenna. If this is your first time here, hey, I'm Jenna, and I'm so glad that you're joining me here today. A little disclaimer that you will hear in every episode is this. What I'm about to share with you are my personal thoughts, opinions, and experiences. I am not an expert, nor will everything that I say be factual. Please do your own research and think for yourself. As always, my hope is that my life experiences can help you in your life. So sit back and soak in the goodness. Let's jam. Hey guys. So this is an updated version of an episode that I did in season one. That's actually my second most played episode of all time. And it's called Does Mr. Right Even Exist? And I basically... I remember I recorded it on Thanksgiving. And if you listen to the beginning, I just went through like a really difficult situation with my family because I'm like older and don't have a child yet. And my cousin was telling me, well, you better hurry up because before it gets too late, you know, and all that bullshit. Anyways, and so I basically just like went on and made a whole episode about like who it is that I'm looking for in a spouse. And that was in 2022. And I had just left the church. And as you know, I broke up in 2018. I broke up with, well, actually, he broke up with me, a boyfriend that I had of 9 years. That was totally a toxic relationship. If you want to hear about that, listen to season one. And then obviously, I found Jesus as I'm doing air quotations. And then I was in the church, heavy in the church for 4 years. And then I finally just said, fuck this. And I left. And again, we know like one of the things that kept me hanging on to the church and the promise of Jesus is because of all the fake prophecies that people were giving to me about who my husband was, that God just has this amazing man for me and he's going to be perfect, and this woman gave me a description of what he looks like. And then I thought I was going crazy and I was going to move to Washington because that's where he was, because honest to God, my entire life, all I ever wanted to do was to get married. I wanted to be the apple of someone's eye. I wanted to be a priority in their life. I wanted to be a Mrs. I wanted to change my last name. I wanted to be married. I thought that that was like the ultimate goal. Well, now we're like 6 years. I'm 6 years single and done a lot of reflecting and like a ton of learning. And I've decided that I no longer desire to be married and I no longer desire to be in a romantic relationship. And let me just like deep dive to like where I've come to this conclusion. So I've been like kind of thinking about it for a while because, as we also know, I've like tried finding a husband like a lot. Okay. Like I was on in 2023, it was like my year of determination. I was going to find a husband. This was my year, right? I went on all the dating apps and I probably messaged over 100 men and I only went on 10 dates for the entire year. And I messaged over 100 guys and they were all douchebags. All of them douchebags. And then if you listen to my last episode, like once again, the male species disappoints, you'll learn that I met someone when I was overseas and all the things, and you'll hear about how he ended up being a douchebag too. And then it's like interesting how my entire dating relationship, like my entire dating life has been on this podcast. So you should listen to it. You can also listen to The Aftermath, which is the aftermath of everything I experienced when I was seeing that guy last year for 4 months. Okay, so it's just like, it's just been a lot. And I was recently listening to a divorce lawyer. I can like link the podcast below that I was listening to. And he was saying that, 58% of people who are married get divorced. And then it was like 86% of people who are divorced get remarried. And it's always when it's the second marriage, they're always like, this is the one, right? Like, this is it. This is real love. I didn't know what I was doing last time, but this time this is the real thing. And like, usually it's a rebound. Okay, let's be honest. It's a rebound. And, you know, just listening to this divorce lawyer, he just asked the question of, you know, when someone announces their engagement, everybody is like so excited and congratulations and, oh, this is going to be the best thing that you've ever done, the best day of your life. And he goes, what happens if you ask that person, well, why are you getting married? And he's like, usually this response would be, well, because I love them and I want to spend the rest of my life with them. And he goes, and your response to that could be, well, yeah, but you don't have to be married to do that. And I kind of just was like taken aback by that. And I kind of just paused the podcast and I was like, wait, Jenna, why do you want to be married? And most of the reasons I wanted to be married were all superficial. It was so I could have the Mrs. Necklace. You know, do you guys remember like in the early 2000s, maybe even like in the 2010s when Kate Spade came out with like their Mr. and Mrs. Collection, and it had like the cups that said Mr. and Mrs. on it and the towels and the dishes. And like there was a little necklace, a little nameplate necklace, and it said Mrs. on it. And I was like, I want that necklace. I want to be a Mrs. I want to change my last name. I want to have the huge 5, 6, 7 carat diamond ring. What else? It was like, oh, I want to wear the beautiful dress and have amazing photos taken and then hang those photos up in my house. Those were the things that I concluded were the reason why I wanted to be married. And then I was like, okay, Jenna, those are all superficial reasons. Like, those are not good reasons why you should get married, like at all. Because getting married is a huge decision and a major, major big deal. And then I was like, okay, like, what are some more logical reasons why I want to get married? And I was like, well, I would love the tax break. And I would love to, like, have a sexual partner all the time, you know, which a sexual partner all the time, I don't have to be married to have that. So let me start again. I would love the tax break that you get being married. And I would love the, like, joint income. Now, I don't have to have the joint income and being married, like, yes, being partnered with someone, like maybe, I don't know how finances would work, but I do know being a single woman in corporate America is very fucking difficult, and I'm never going to get paid the same as my male counterpart. My brother and I could have the exact same job, the exact same title, and he would still get paid more than me. I would love to have like a male income or at least two incomes. It would make reaching my goals a lot quicker and a lot easier. So think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Why do you want to get married? Because you can have kids with someone who you're not married to. Like, you can share a bank account with someone you're not married to. Like, you can, all of the things that I just listed except for the tax break. The tax break, you have to be legally married to get that. But everything else, you don't have to be married for. And just listening to him, I just was like, whoa. I don't know. It just really kind of like put a new perspective into my mind and just like a new way of thinking. And I kind of came to the conclusion that all of those things that I desire are not good reasons of why I should get married or why I should even want to get married, like, except for the tax break. Yo, do you guys know that, like, when you sell a house, if you're single, you only get the first $250,000 tax-free? But if you're married and you sell a house, you can get the first $500,000 tax-free? I'm just like, what the fuck? Come on. So honestly, like, it would be worth it for me to get married for the tax break. And like I said, so like, maybe, you know, the dual income or like having the income of a man would help me to reach my goals a lot faster. And it would be a lot easier to have all the things that I desire. And so anyways, I was just listening to this man and I just thought that he just made a lot of sense. And, you know, and then he was talking about prenups. And I got to tell you, I agree with the prenup. And if I were to ever get married, I absolutely will have a prenup because I love what he talks about. He said a prenup is not to determine the things that happen prior to the marriage. The prenup is to determine how it's going to be handled after the marriage dissolves. And it's out of to protect yourself, to make sure that if you come out of this marriage, that you're still going to be able to be on your feet and survive and have shelter and food and take care of all of your basic needs. And when he said that, it's like you're preparing for after the marriage. I was like, holy shit. It just spoke so deep to my soul. Because again, as a woman, I think that there are so many times where women get married and then they just like rely on their husband for the finances. They rely on their husband for the banking, right? They don't even take a look at the accounts, and then their husband is embezzling money. And or they haven't worked. So yes, I know if you're married, like you get half of his social security. I get that. But you don't get that until it's retirement age and time for you, him to, like, once he withdraws on it, then you can start withdrawing on it, you know, like, but that's not going to help you in the meantime. You know, like there's a friend that I have and she's divorced at 50 and she has to start all over. They didn't have a lot of money in the marriage, and now she has absolutely no merit, no money, and she's 50 years old having to start over. Like, you want to protect yourself and you want to make sure that that doesn't happen to you. And like, that's what happens. That's how you can protect yourself in a prenup. And I actually think it's like really smart. And I actually do think it's sexy, because it's like, you want to make sure that you're taken care of, because you never know. You think that, do you know how often people change? Do you know that I like change my mind every single day about something? But I also really appreciate that in myself. And I think that that's a really like a huge green flag in my own personality, is that I am so malleable and that my mind is so open, because I'm definitely willing for someone to change my mind. Like, convince me and have a good enough argument that you're right. And I could probably agree to it. And I think that's really cool. So anyways, I think it's actually really sexy. And yeah, so I was just listening to that podcast. And then, you know, with everything that I've gone through with trying to find a husband, and, you know, it just hasn't been successful, I just realized, like, I'm actually really happy being single. My life, I try to wake up every day and pinch myself for how lucky I am. Like, I am so lucky that I'm not being beat up every day by my husband. I am so lucky that I have a great job where I make a lot of money, and I'm looking for a new job and I'm going to make a lot more money. And for me, money, success, and achievements are very important, because I know with that comes freedom. I know with that comes me reaching all my goals, which I'll talk to that in a minute. I am so lucky that I have a family who loves me and supports me. I'm so lucky that I have a dance community. I'm so lucky that I have friends. Like, I am so lucky, and I feel completely content and satisfied. And there was a time, especially when I was in the church, how, you know, they talk about your season of singleness and how you need to solely rely on God and all this bullshit, right? And I hate when the church says, well, God hasn't brought you your husband because you're just not ready yet. It's like, oh, yeah. And you think that all those motherfuckers who got married at 18 and 19 were ready to be married? No, they weren't. Okay. Like, I hate that, because that makes it about works, and that makes your self-esteem go way down into the toilet, because you think that you're not good enough and God doesn't love you enough to give you a husband, but he can give all of your friends a husband. It's like, fuck that. No, 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 no. I'm not good with that. Anyways, so I had to like come out of that mindset and mentality. And when I was in the church for those 4 years, I really like did a good job faking that I was content being single. I would say that I was content. I would spend so much time by myself, you know, just like me and the Lord, like working on my relationship, trying to be a good Christian. But there was always a desire in my heart to be married. And again, the church would say that's a good thing. Like, God puts those desires in our hearts, and he will give it to us, right? And then coming out in 2022, like, I was just, as you guys know, like, I had panic attacks and anxieties. All of this is in season one. You can go back and listen to it. Actually, I've really come a long way, and I'm so proud of myself. And like, this is why I do this podcast, not only to help people with their problems, but as a documentation, like to document my life and my journey for like myself to look on in 50 years from now. Or God, I mean, I'll be 80 years old. I'll be 86 years old in 50 years from now. I can't even think. Or like, for if I do decide to have children, like, they're going to see like what an amazing person their mom is and how strong she is and everything that she's overcome. And I did this all like by myself, meaning like I'm self-made. Like, when I made my first $100,000, I did that on my own. I made that money on my own. I worked hard for that money. Like, I'm not rich because my parents are rich, even though, yeah, they are very successful. And we grew up very wealthy. But like, I'm successful on my own. And not a lot of people can say that. And I'm really, 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 really proud of myself. And I would have never have been able to do this if I was married. Because I would have probably just done like the typical thing of like, get married, have children, stop working, raise the children. I would have never have had the opportunity to make money myself, to be successful in myself, to know that I can do it on my own. So there's that. Another thing that I've kind of come to realize is that I don't know if I ever want to share my life with anybody, because I don't ever want to have to compromise on my dreams or my goals just to make someone else happy or just so they can fit into my life. I'm 36 now. And like I said, the more money that I make, the more I can start to curate what I want my life to look like and what I've always wanted it to look like. And so I'm from Arizona. I'm not from Scottsdale, but when I was assisting at the salon, I worked at a salon in Scottsdale. And talking with those ladies, they opened my mind up to this kind of this like life of wealth that I didn't even know existed. Like the first time I heard about a night nurse was from one of the moms in Scottsdale. She was like, oh yeah, we have a night nurse. We've already set it up. And she was currently pregnant with like her third child or something. I said, a night nurse, what's that? And she's like, oh, you can like hire a nurse to like wake up when your baby wakes up so you can get a full sleep 8 hours in the night. And I was like, what? I can have that? Like, that just sounds, I want that. I don't want to have to wake up. Like, I will love my child, but like, I'll take care of my child during the day. But if I could get sleep at night, and like, most likely I'm going to be working, so that would be amazing. Or like, I've always wanted to have an au pair. Always, always, always. You know, like when I was in that long-term relationship, that 9-year relationship, I always said I just want to be the really cool aunt. I never had a huge strong desire to have children. But the guy that I was with did. So I was like, okay, like, I don't mind like providing children for us, but like, I'm going to need a nanny because I'm going to want to still continue to like live my life and I'm going to need help. I've just always had this desire of help, whether that be a nanny, whether that be an au pair, whether that be my mom, whether that be a neighbor or a friend or whatever. Like, that's just the way that I always saw my life going. Another thing is I would love to have a maid. Like, and the reason I say these things is because when you start to involve other people, like, maybe he's not going to want those things. And it's like, but I've always wanted those things and you don't want those things. Like, well, then we just shouldn't be together. And I know that, do you get what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to have to compromise for anybody or anything. I want what I want, and I'm 36 years old now, and I have now been able to start to make my dreams come true. I made so many dreams come true in the year of 2024. It's like, if I could have told the Jenna just two years ago, hey, you're going to have the greatest year of your entire life in the year of 2024. I would have not have believed me. In 2022, I came out of the church. In 2022, I was having fucking panic attacks every single day because I didn't think I had any friends. I didn't think anybody was going to ever love me. Like, I didn't know how I was going to immerse myself back into the world because I had isolated myself because that's what I thought the church had told me to do and all the things, right? And if I just knew that 2 years later, this is what your life was going to be like, I can't even imagine what the next 2 years are going to be like. Like going to the Eras tour, and I literally went to Paris, and I'm going to talk all about that in upcoming episodes. But like, I bought myself diamonds. You know, I woke up on my 36th birthday this year and I said, damn it, I'm 36 now. I deserve to have diamonds. And I said to myself, if I was married, I would already have a bunch of very large diamonds. Okay. But I'll just buy them for myself. And I did. Like, never in my wildest dreams could I have imagined that I could have made my own dreams come true all on my own by myself? And I think it's just because when I was in that 9-year relationship, I completely lost myself. I had no identity. I was not Jenna without him. And so I didn't even know what I wanted or desired. And it's like, now that I've been single and now that I've just been focusing on myself and like making that money and just like climbing up and growing and shining, it's like, wait, these are actually things that I want and things that are really important to me. And I don't care if you don't have to want them, because I don't want you. You know what I mean? Like, this is why I don't want to get married and why I don't want to be in a relationship. I want to be selfish. I don't want to have to compromise on what my dreams are. And, you know, I think that there's going to be people who are listening who are married who are like, well, Jenna, you shouldn't have to compromise on your dreams. But I have to tell you that I only know that of compromise in relationships. Not that I know, like, marriage is like, I get it, you have to compromise, but I've never personally been around a marriage or been in a relationship where the other person isn't miserable. And I'm just going to say it. I've never, like, been in a relationship or have seen a marriage personally, like, in depth, where someone is fully satisfied. Like, do you see how sad that is? And how much I don't want that, because I am very happy. And I just know if I were to get into a marriage or a relationship, like, some of my happiness would be taken away because of the bullshit that that person brings in, because of arguments, because of disagreements, and because of compromise. Like, I've worked really hard to curate my life to the way that I want it to be, and I don't want to have to change that for anybody. And it's interesting, because I guess that's what they say when they mean that people get stuck in their ways. Although I always thought that when someone would say that, it has a very negative connotation to it. And my meaning is not negative. Like, I'm going to be going back to London in April. Like, my friends and I are going to be backpacking through Europe. I was just in London in August, and now I'm going in another 4 months, 3.5 months. Again, I pinch myself at how freaking lucky I am that I have the finances and I have the ability to just go and travel the world, which is what I dream of doing. Like, I'm making my dreams come true, and I don't want anybody to hinder that or to tell me no or to tell me I can't because of A, B, and C. Do you get what I mean? Because when you're in relationships, when you're in marriage, you have to compromise. And honestly, like, I want a Travis and Taylor love, and I'm never going to find a Travis because Travis is one in a million. And so I would rather just be single and be happy. And I honestly think being single is the greatest gift that I could ever give myself, because I am the happiest I've ever been right now today at 7:07 p.m. on Sunday, December 29th, 2024. I am so lucky. I am so grateful. I have my health. I have my beauty. I have a job. I have money. I have a savings account. And then let's talk about all the things that I've bought and all the places I've traveled. And like, if you're not making your dreams come true, like, why are you even living? Like, what, like, to me personally, if you're not making your dreams come true, it's not worth living for. Does that make sense? Is that how I want to say it? Yeah, like, for me, I'm very much goal-oriented. I have goals and I achieve them and I always hit my goals, right? And that's what brings me joy and success and happiness, is that I can dream big and then I can achieve those dreams. And then, okay, what's the next thing? And I get to do that with any disruption because I'm single. My microphone. Are you there? Hello. Hello. Okay, I'm back. Like, yeah, I don't want to have to, like, get permission to live my dreams. I don't want to have to get permission to spend my money. I don't want, and you guys know something else I think would really irritate the fuck out of me is, like, say I were to get married. And to be honest, I only would want to marry someone who's, like, makes way more money than me and is much higher in their career. Okay, because again, status and money and success is very important to me. It is. Like, if you don't make as much as me, I'm not going to be interested in you. It's just the facts of life. But the reason is because there's a certain lifestyle that I want to live, and I'm currently living that lifestyle. And if we're not making a certain amount of money together, that means I won't be able to live that lifestyle, and I'm not willing to give up that lifestyle to be married. Does that make sense? You know what I mean? Like, it would have to be the perfect storm for me to get married. And I'm not going to find that perfect storm. Like, just being realistic about the situation, and I'm just being content with where I'm at, and I'm just pinching myself that I'm making my dreams come true. There was something I was going to say, and then I got sidetracked because my mic keeps going out. Let me go back and listen. Okay, I remember what I was going to say. You know, something that's going to really annoy me is, like, say I were to get married and he did have a lot more money than me, which would be the only way that I would want to marry someone. God, I know it sounds really, but that's not it. It's that I have dreams of flying on private jets. You know what I mean? And I've done that already. But, like, I have big dreams that cost money. You know, my brother, he always says, you know what? The only thing that I really, really want is a really big house. He's like, once I get a really big house, a really nice house, like, I will know that I have made it. And I'm like, I want the big house. I want the private jet. I want the 10 karat diamonds. I want the summers and vacations in Europe for 3 months out of the year. Like, I want the nightmare. You know what I mean? Like,
let me go back and then I'm going to go forward.
So what I was saying is something that I think would really bother me is that, is obviously he would make more money than me. And say we kept separate. Oh my gosh, there's so many things. Okay, I just remembered. Focus, Jonah. Okay, so say he made more money than me. And say we just, like, put money in a pot to, like, pay the bills, right? To pay the mortgage, the air, all the things that were necessities. And then any other money that we had left over is our own money. We can do whatever we want with it. This is a thing that's going to piss me off. Is I would need it to be like an equal percentage that we both put into the pot, because he at the end of the day will have way more money than me to do a lot of other things. And so he better spend some of that money on me. You know what I mean? Like, I just, because it wouldn't be fair. And I'm Jenna Justice. You guys know this. Like, I operate in what's fair and what's righteous and what's right. I hate bullying. I hate narcissists at work. I hate manipulation. I hate anything that is unjust. And in my mind, I would think that it was unfair because he just makes more than me, which is, like, he makes more than me. But do you guys, it would need to be like an equal percentage, but then I obviously would need him to spend some of his money on me so I could feel like it was fair. I don't know. That's just how my brain works. Also, did you know that when you get a prenup, I did not know this, that you in your prenup could determine, okay, if I say I get a bonus at work, I'm going to put 10% into the pot of our pot, and then I'm going to put 90% into the account that I had before we were married. Huh? Did you know that? I didn't know that that was actually allowed to do. See, and, like, other things like that would probably get me upset because, like, my jealousy, I don't know. It's like, well, why? Why can't you just give it to guys? I'm kind of crazy. I know we all are a little nuts, okay? It's probably just because of, like, trust issues or something like that. But did you know that, like, could happen? Okay. And then let me fast forward. So you know how I was just naming all the things that I want? Those are not things that I need to make me happy. Trust me. When I was in the church for those 4 years, I lived in straight poverty. I made such little money, and then I double tithed in the year of 2020, the hardest year of my life financially, because I thought that's what God wanted from me. So. And I was content in that season with not having material things. You should see my room. I used to hoard clothing because, you know, fashion is my passion. And I had racks and racks and racks of clothes in my room that I never wore, but, like, I couldn't give away. And then finally, God to make me happy. And I just went without for a long time. And so it's like, now that I have money, and now that I'm going to make more money, and now that I can see what I can do with this money and how I can actually like make my own dreams come true with this money, it's like, I want to keep working to make that money so then I can have the nanny, the au pair, so I can have the maid, so I can have the night nurse, so I can pay for our au pair to come on vacation, because if I do have a child, I'm going to be a single mom. And so I'm going to need an extra set of hands. Like, I don't want to have to do it on my own. You know, like, I just want it to be easier. And my mindset is very lean too, like a lean mindset. Like, what's the most efficient and effective way of doing this? Well, it's not going to be me doing it on my own. You know what I mean? So it's not like I need to have those things to make me happy. It's like, I want those things and I desire those things, and those things are good to desire. And you should always follow your dreams, and like, don't let anybody ever like stop you from living your dreams. And I felt like I have done that. Let's say when I was in that 9-year relationship, I didn't even have dreams because I didn't even have an identity outside of our relationship. I like stopped hanging out with friends. And I'm very clingy. I'm very codependent. I know those things about me. I know that those are not great things. I know that I'm a lot healthier like in my singleness, because I don't have to deal with like my codependency when I'm single, and I don't have to deal with my clinginess when I'm single. I'm also very possessive, and I'm also very jealous. And I want all of his attention. I don't want him to have to give attention to anybody else except for me. I'm just very honest with you. Like, I'm very needy. And it's interesting because like those things don't always feel good, because I feel like there's a lot of shame around those feelings and around those personality traits and around those desires. And so when I'm not in a relationship, I don't even have to, I get to pretend like, oh, I'm not like that. And it's like, oh, yes, you are, Jenna. Like, don't hide anybody. You are high maintenance. Okay. Well, I like to say I'm like medium maintenance, but I'm definitely not low maintenance, you know? And then I love nice things. Like, I always love things that are shiny and expensive. That's just my personality. Like, duh. Anyway, so yeah, that's kind of why that like, this is why I've decided I don't want to get married. I don't want to be in a relationship, because I don't ever want to have to compromise my dreams for anybody. And like I said, all I know is people who have compromised on like their dreams and aspirations. And to be honest, there are so many married couples that I know who look at me and who are so jealous of my life, because I get to be free and do whatever the fuck I want and spend my money however I want and eat wherever, like, you know what I mean? When you're just tied down and bogged down by someone else, I've experienced that, and I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't. And I know that that comes with a relationship. At least that comes with all of the relationships that I've been in, or the relationships that I've seen firsthand. I want to keep my independence. I want to keep my freedom. Man, if I would have said those things out loud 2 years ago, I'd be crying. I remember that there was a time where I was just on my couch in my pajamas, and I was Marco Poling with my like best friend, who's my cousin Brittany in Hawaii. And I was just like, no one is ever going to love me. I am never going to be loved. I'm never going to get married. I was just crying. And then I started to do affirmations in the mirror and say, Jenna, you're going to be alone forever. And I didn't want to believe that, and it would make me really sad, but I knew that I needed to overcome. I knew that if I was going to be alone forever, I needed to live my best fucking life, and it didn't even matter. Like, I needed to be happy. And so these are the steps that I have taken to make sure that I'm happy. So I still look in the mirror, and I'm just like, girl, you're going to be single forever. And guess what? You're going to have sex with whoever you want. You're going to get to spend your money however you want. Your house is going to be decorated however you want. You know, it's you, girl. Like, be selfish and live your life, and you're going to get to travel, and you're going to get to eat all these food, and like, you're not going to have anything tying you down. You can just get up and go whenever you want. And like that's amazing. And I just feel so lucky to be single. Like, I feel so lucky that I haven't found someone. I feel so lucky that I don't have to share my life with anybody. I feel so lucky that I don't have to compromise on my dreams just because someone doesn't want me to do that, or because their dream is different than mine. You know what I mean? Like, I think about Paris Hilton and Carter Riem. in their lives. And they are both so focused on their work. Paris Hilton, I love her, by the way. She is a huge inspiration for me. She is a businesswoman and a mom, but she also has help. And to be as driven as I am, there's no way that I could just be a stay-at-home mom. I couldn't do it. And to deal with baby talk all day, like, this is why I can't teach level one in dance, because they don't have the intellectual level yet that I need to, like, enjoy my life. I can't just speak baby talk all day. You know what I mean? Like, I need to have adult conversation. I need to be able to use my critical thinking skills. I need to be able to problem solve. I need to be able to negotiate and argue and, like, do all the great things that make me amazing. But, like, she has help. She has a night nurse. She has nannies. And it's just like, I need more money so I can continue to be a boss lady and be a mom, you know? Anyways, she's a huge inspiration for me. And I love to, like, so she met Carter, or I think they got married when she was 40. And she had told herself that if she's not married by the time she's 40, she's just going to, like, use a sperm donor and, like, just have children on her own. And again, I just love that about her. Like, just being independent, like an independent girl, or even an independent boy, like, whatever you got to do to, like, make your life happen. Like, don't feel like you have to wait for a spouse. And I always thought that. I always thought I had to wait for a spouse. And I think it's because I grew up in a very Mormon city, around very Mormon culture. You know, they groom their kids from a very young age to get married at a very young age. It's grooming. That's what they do. They have these dances where, like, the 12, 13, 14-year-olds go to, and the boys have to ask the girls to go to dance. They go to, they, like, go on pretend dates so they can be good at dating and they can be good at, like, having conversation. And I mean, I think that that's pretty, like, impressive, but they're also just grooming them, because the culture is, like, you get married young, you have a family young, the woman stays at home and the husband works. And that's kind of, like, what I saw and what I knew growing up. Also growing up, I looked to the Mormon families that I knew. I was like, I want to be just like them, because my family was, like, a mess. And there really wasn't a family unit. But when I would look at my Mormon friends and I saw that they had a family unit, I was like, I want that. And so I always thought that I had to have a family to be like that. And that's not true. Like, I bought myself Christmas pajamas this year, and I opened them up on Christmas Eve and I wore them. And it's like, hey, I don't have to have a family to have a tradition. I can do it myself. And that's fucking amazing. And I hope to be an inspiration for other girls and boys, you know, that they can see me and they can see me be independent and they can be like, she's a fucking badass. I want to be just like her. Because you have to take care of yourself. Like, no one is going to do it for you. And it's so funny how my mind has just completely changed just in 2 years, and how my life has completely changed in just 2 years. And I also understand that, like, my mindset is due to my circumstances. I'm completely aware of the cognitive bias that I have because I am single. It's like, well, it's kind of like, well, duh, Jenna, you should be completely happy, because, like, who cares if you're, like, you're single, so you should be happy. Does that make sense? Where, like, people who are married, who are, like, happily married, they would disagree with with everything that I was saying, which, as they should, because they're married. So I get that it's a cognitive bias. I get that it's just due to my circumstances. But I'm really happy, and I'm really embracing my life and everything that I get to do and everything I get to achieve and the success that I'm building and the wealth that I'm building and the life that I'm molding for myself. And I'm never going to have a private jet, I know, even though their PJs are very expensive. But I've already flown on them a bunch of times when I worked for a fashion brand. And so at least I've experienced it. And I mean, just like, life is really good and I'm really happy, and I don't want to get married and I don't want to be in a relationship, because I don't want to have to compromise my dreams and my goals just for someone else and just to make someone else happy like that. No, man, like, I've worked way too hard in this life to be where I'm at now to compromise for anybody or anything.
Like, if you can't treat me the way that I know I deserve to be treated, okay, bye. Go kick rocks. Like, I don't care. You know what I mean? And that's just where I'm at. And I'm just really happy. So thanks for listening. And email me. Let me know. Are you in the same boat? How do you feel? Do you disagree? Do you agree? Like, let's talk. Let's communicate. Let's build a community. So thank you for listening. One more thing that I have to say is I was recently talking with my friend, the one who, there's like two people who I can think of at the top of my head who I feel like probably have healthy-ish marriages. One is my friend Michelle, and the other one is my best friend, who's also my cousin Brittany, the one who lives in Hawaii. But the other day we were talking, and I was like telling her, I think I was telling her just about how awesome I am. I don't mean it like that, but like I am very confident. I know myself well. I know what I bring to the table, right? And so I think I was just telling her about all the things that I've accomplished this year and how I've made my dreams come true. And she was like, yeah, I really need to take a hold of my life again, because I feel like the last 2 years, they've just happened to me instead of me making them happen. And I was like, girl, Mary, please preach that. Preach that again. And that's why, and this brings me into my phrase for the year of 2025, is you grip, like, this is what it is. Your life should be something that you grip and mold yourself. And that's from Trixie Mattel. Do you guys know who Trixie Mattel is? I'll link the podcast too. She's a drag queen who I love her so much. She is amazing. I love her. But like when she said that to me, I was like, I don't ever want to get to a place to where life just happens to me and I don't make life happen. And I feel like if I were to get in a marriage and if I were to get in a relationship, I would have to give up that control of, no, this is my life and I'm going to shape it and I'm going to grip it how I want. And if you want to join on this journey, you can join, but I'm never going to change for you. I just feel like I would get so stuck that life would just happen to me. And I just felt so bad for my friend when she said that to me. Like, my heart kind of broke because she was like, life is so short. Like, life is too short for me to allow my life to just happen. And I said, amen. You have to grab your life and you have to shape it and mold it to how you want. You have to make things happen. You can't just sit around and wait for things to happen, and you can't just sit around and let life happen to you. No, 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 no. Let that be a lesson for the young people who are listening. Wow, my ADD is like really bad today. Another thing I want to say, can we please just go back to Paris Hilton and Carter Riem? Okay, they're married. I'm not sure. So Paris and Carter, that's the relationship that I want to have if I were to ever be in a marriage or ever like even in a relationship with someone not married, but like we were monogamous, right? Like they have their own careers and they have their own lives, but then they also come together and they have a life together. That's, I admire that so much. I was recently watching, okay, by the way, they have a show on Peacock. It's called Paris in Love. There's two seasons. It's so good. But anyway, she also has a podcast and he was on her podcast recently. And she said that one of the things that she found so attractive about him was that he was constantly on his laptop working. And he said, Carter said, I remember Paris, when we were dating, you had said how attractive it was that I was always on my laptop working. And his comment back to her was like, well, we'll see in a few years how you feel about that. And it's been like so many years later, and like Paris still finds that to be really attractive because she works a lot and she works really hard, and she was also wanting a partner who works a lot and works really hard, and like they have their own things going on and they have their own lives happening, but then they can come in together and share. Because they were also talking about, you know, the opposite of that. Paris was like, yeah, but I think what most people don't know is that when we do have time for us, we're just at home in our pajamas, like watching a movie, laughing, talking, conversing. And I was like, that is perfect. That's perfect. Like they don't have to sacrifice their own personal goals and accomplishments in life just to like be in a relationship. And I just feel like I would have to do that if I was going to be in a relationship, because there's nobody that I've met who also wants that too, you know, or let alone anybody who actually even wants to be married. They all just want to be douchebags and fuck around, you know? But yeah, like, and And to be honest, if you would have asked me 2 years ago what I would have wanted in a relationship, do you know what I would have said? I would have said, I want a husband who we own a business together and we work together every single day and we ride in the car together every single day and we see each other every single day because, you know, me and my codependent ass. But like, that's not what I want. I actually think it's really sexy when you have your own lives and then you can come together and like have a life together. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to have to compromise for anybody. So yeah, my mindset has completely shifted. And I love being independent. I love making my own money. I love being able to do whatever I want with my money. I love not having to rely on anybody but myself, which is also a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure. It would be so nice again to have two incomes, right? Like, woo. But I can do it, and I am doing it, and I'm going to thrive, and I'm going to be successful and great and amazing, and I can't wait to see where I'm at 2 years from now. Well, that's all I have for you on this episode of A Conversation with Jenna. But remember, the conversation doesn't have to end here. If you have thoughts and opinions on my thoughts and opinions, you can email me at aconversationwithjenna@gmail.com. Please rate and review my podcast on whatever platform you listen on. I would greatly appreciate it. Don't let the things you want make you forget the things you have. Thank you so much for listening, and I can't wait to talk to you next time. Bye.